Thousands of demonstrators, observers, and activists lined the heavily guarded streets around Columbia University, where Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad spoke Monday. Columbia's decision to host the Iranian leader at its World Leaders Forum met with sharp criticism from U.S. politicians, New York City officials, and Jewish groups. In Washington, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell from Kentucky criticized Columbia for inviting Mr. Ahmadinejad.
Think of the irony. Columbia University, home of the core curriculum that prizes an in-depth understanding of Western civilization and the free exchange of ideas, is bringing to its campus a state sponsor of terror.
Last year, Columbia canceled an invitation for Mr. Ahmadinejad to speak after an outcry from Jewish groups. The Iranian leader has said he supports the destruction of Israel and has described the Holocaust as a myth. Columbia's president, Lee Bollinger, defended the prestigious university's decision to go forward with the speech this year, saying it was a testament to the freedom of speech guaranteed under the U.S. Constitution. Outside the arena, flocks of protesters said the decision was an insult. Daniel Klein, one of the main organizers of the rally, said demonstrators oppose the platform Mr. Ahmadinejad was given at Columbia.
The fact that he's being brought here to an Ivy League institution, no less, is really a smack in the face to the students on an Ivy League campus, to American students that are here that basically say, you know, we don't want his despicable views on our campus.
Other protesters, like Russell Whitaker, said he thought Mr. Ahmadinejad's hardline views were not in keeping with the theme of the World Leaders Forum, which examines global challenges and discourse.
I just think that it was rather naive. It was a mistake, well-intentioned mistake. I think that there are people with whom you can have dialogue, but I don't think that he's one of those.
But the contentious public debate was two-sided. Many New Yorkers and students said they turned out because they were curious about what the controversial Iranian leader would say. Columbia students, including Mikhail Clausen, also said they support his right to speak.
The fact that a venue like this exists and that Columbia is hosting an event like this is significant because something like this couldn't exist in Iran, and certainly I think that in terms of the diplomatic relations between Iran and the United States right now are not great. I think it's good that we can have him here, that we can hear him speak, and that our president can confront him on many of the controversial things that he says.
Another observer, Margaret North, said she showed up out of curiosity.
I think he should have freedom of expression. No one is going to agree on everything. We should hear his opinion.
Protests were also held at the United Nations headquarters, and more protests were expected Tuesday when Mr. Ahmadinejad is scheduled to address the General Assembly. Victoria Cavalier, VOA News, New York.